Welcome to City of God. My name is Dr. Owen Strand. I'm the director of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and I'm the host of this podcast, where we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God. In 1955, Carl F. H. Henry, a renowned evangelical theologian, wrote these words: "In two ways, the Christian university we project must differ from the presently established evangelical universities. It must in no way be projected from the standpoint of offering those who attend these colleges an opportunity to pursue graduate studies leading to the doctorate without exposing them to the secular universities. To do that would be ruinous for us, for we are thinking of rectifying and improving the status quo rather than extending it. Therefore, they do not provide for us the pattern of what we are after. They have not in any significant way thrown themselves into the cultural crisis, but have abandoned the effective articulation of Christianity in relationship to the great cultural issues, education, economics, politics, art, and even theology, to the non-evangelical groups. Their passion has been evangelism, missions, and Christian education in the narrow sense, but not really Christian education in the large." When Henry wrote these words in 1955, he was partnering with evangelist Billy Graham to seek the establishment of the Christian Harvard, a grand Christian research university that would go toe-to-toe with secularism and acquit the evangelical intellect in the public square. As you can tell from the quote, Henry had grand plans for this school. He wanted it to be a truly excellent research institution. And for several years, he and Graham agitated behind the scenes and sought funding for the project, seeking almost single-handedly to build out of thin air a great evangelical university. Henry believed in this quest because he thought that if he and his fellow neo-evangelical peers could found what they called at the time Crusade University, the evangelical cause would be greatly strengthened. In particular, the evangelical approach to the life of the mind. It's interesting to me because 61 years after Henry's comment, after his writing on this subject, evangelicals are still debating the role of the life of the mind in the Christian community. In recent days, Alan Jacobs, a distinguished professor at Baylor University, published an essay called "The Watchman" for Harper's Magazine, where Jacobs lamented the lack of meaningful evangelical engagement in the public square. He termed the problem that he was considering the "Where's Our Reinhold Niebuhr problem?" In other words, where's the public Christian figure who commands the attention of both the secular academy and the Christian world? Jacobs looked around and basically said, "I can't see such a figure in 2016. In large part, Jacobs faulted evangelicals themselves for this problem, noting that many evangelical scholars have not had the desire to do the hard work, the heavy lifting necessary to establish themselves as top scholars in their field, and thus win a kind of public intellectual role in the broader public square. I wrote an essay responding to Jacobs, largely agreeing with it for the Center for Public Theology that was called "Where's Niebuhr?" Some weeks ago. And in my essay, I say that Jacobs has many points for us to consider, and it is indeed true that Christians and evangelicals can trim our sails and can say that we don't really want to shoot for the moon, so to speak. We're just going to speak to our own constituency because, frankly, sometimes that's easier and doesn't require the taxing work that a kind of broader engagement does. So there's truth there. At the same time, the problem Henry faced in 1955 and that Jacobs has again identified in 2016 is a perennial one in America and in the West more broadly. I think it's a perennial problem because American culture and society has secularized. So where many of the great universities and colleges of American life, particularly in my native Northeast, were founded to nurture Christian faith and even provide the next generation of pastors for different denominations, now those same colleges and universities very much pride themselves on not being religious, on not being evangelical, certainly, and in many cases, in actually opposing the tenets that modern evangelicals themselves espouse. So we're faced with a very difficult situation in 2016, even as Carl Henry and Harold Ockingay and Billy Graham and E.J. Carnell, Kenneth Conser, George Eldon Ladd faced a difficult situation in their time. It's hard to get attention from a secular academy in 2016. It's not easy, in other words, to be a Christian intellectual, both in the academic sense, in other words, landing a teaching post in the academy, and it's not easy to be a public intellectual, one who speaks in the major thought journals and on the leading TV shows and these sorts of things, and helps shape public opinion. There aren't many evangelicals that the New York Times is going to call for the key quotation on foreign policy. There are a few, there are some, but there aren't that many. There aren't that many Christians who practice some discipline of the sciences who are going to be recognized among the broader academy as experts, particularly if they hold to some understanding of young earth creationism. In other words, part of the reason, a major part of the reason for why there are so few Christians in secular academia and there are so few Christian public intellectuals is simply this. It's very hard to gain traction as a meaningful evangelical in the big, bad, secular world. So where does that leave us? As we read Henry's attempt to instigate a major push for a Christian university, a push that was not successful in the end, Crusade University did not materialize, as many of us would recognize. And as we read Jacob's essay today and largely agree with it, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to consider this problem? Is there anything that we ourselves should do to engage this matter and even try to correct it and better our situation in this secularizing society? Here's what I would say very quickly. We should attempt to engage all facets of society and culture as evangelicals. The gospel is not a call out of the world. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a call into the world. Christ's sacrificial death and vicarious resurrection gives us all we need to engage this world meaningfully because we recognize that we have the most important message the entire world will ever know. And so we cannot restrain ourselves. We cannot fail to engage our surroundings. That includes the life of the mind. We have the most reason for loving the life of the mind. We have infinite justification for valuing thinking and valuing scholarship and research and public engagement. We recognize that God himself is a thinking being, and he has created us with a brain, and he wants us to think and even to think very, very well. And so we do not have any clips on our wings that would attempt us to keep us from doing meaningful academic inquiry and attempting to carve out some kind of public square presence. We, in fact, I think, have every reason to try and do the very best we can at scholarship and public engagement. But we have to recognize this as well, and I'll close with this. Even as Carl Henry himself discovered, the evangelical intellectual is just like any other evangelical. We travel the way of the cross. We are not following a pathway to earthly glory. As Christians, we are traveling the way of the cross. And in other words, we are going to feel the sting of a fallen world as we act and speak and think as a meaningful evangelical in a fallen place, a sin-cursed world. So as evangelicals who want to engage the life of the mind, we've got to recognize a couple things in conclusion. Number one, the world is not necessarily going to welcome us with open arms as we ply our evangelical convictions in the broader world. Number two, it is nonetheless valuable, and I would even say honoring and glorifying to God, that we seek to do the very best we can in our efforts to think, study, research, publish, speak on the circuit, whatever it may be. There's a call out there to us to take dominion, not simply of the plants around us, but to take every thought captive in Jesus Christ. And Christian scholars have the opportunity to do just that, no matter what the world says about them. Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast at the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to Continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.